It's a big number.
I support a move to utilize $3.7 billion from the Rainy Day Fund for a one-time investment in infrastructure programs.
The governor said that since the Rainy Day Fund will soon have $12 billion, roughly a third of that could be spent right now to fund water and road projects.
None of us can deny the need for these improvements. Water and roads add to the quality of life for all Texans. And anyone stuck out there on I-35 can attest to that fact.
It isn't clear how much would go to roads and how much to water. A spokesperson for the governor's office says they're going to work with the legislature to figure that out. There's already proposals to take $2 billion to fund new water projects. It would create a water bank to offer low-interest loans and grants. But who gets money first? We put that question to Representative Lyle Larson earlier this week.
I think ultimately, how many of them are shovel-ready? How many of them have their engineering already done? And how many can we get out? I mean, the impetus for the state to be involved is to drive these projects, to start construction.
Larson warns that it won't be as simple as a handout. He says if a project is going to ask for money, it'll have to show that it values water as a resource.
We want to make sure that those areas that we're going to focus using this money are maximizing their conservation efforts. If they're not, then why would we build something and those folks aren't saving the water that they have in that region already?
Lawmakers say the money wouldn't be for just building more water supplies. The plans currently enjoying support in the state House and Senate would also put money towards conservation projects. For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.